Thank you for downloading this podcast of John Bale talking about early sports scientist Ernst Jöckel at MMU's Institute for Performance Research Symposium on Sporting Lives, held on December the 4th, 2010.
Quickly, I'm going to talk about a man called Ernst Jöckel, a little bit more about him later, but first a little bit of methodology, if I can privilege this paragraph by that word. This is a text from Norman Denzin, an American sociologist, anthropologist. Lives and their experiences are represented as stories. They are like pictures that have been painted over, and when paint is scraped off an old picture, something new becomes visible. What is new is what was previously covered up. A life and the stories about it have the qualities of penitentio, that is, the layers of paint over a painting. Something new is always coming into sight, displacing what was previously certain and seen. There is no truth in the painting of a life, only multiple images and traces of what has been, what could have been, and what is now. And then a second quotation, this time from Vladimir Nabokov. Don't be too certain of learning the past from the lips of the present. Beware of the most honest broker. Remember that what you are told is really threefold: shaped by the teller, reshaped by the listener, concealed from both by the dead man of the tale. So that's the methodology to get us going. My object or case study here is a man called Franz Jöckel, J-O-K-L, born in Breslau, today Wola, the Polish pronunciation. He was born in Breslau in 1907, and I wonder if his path ever crossed that of his near contemporary, Norbert Elias, also born in Breslau, also Jewish, also from an assimilated background, and also a pioneer of sports studies. Well, we'll forget Elias for that for a moment and simply concentrate on Jöckel, who studied medicine in the universities of Breslau and Berlin. He obtained an internship at the University Medical School's hospital in Breslau. He assisted in some way, and this is the only words I can use to use it, he assisted some way in a study of the medical assessment of the athletes competing in the 1928 Olympics. In 1933, he married Erika Lestmann, a Lutheran Christian, and soon after that, they both bolted, because this was 1933, they bolted to South Africa, of all places, from Germany. And there he became a lecturer at Witwatersrand Technical College, later director of physical education at Stellenbosch University, and physical education consultant with the South African Defence Force. During his time in South Africa, he developed a national program of sports science and authored many articles on kinesiology, physiology, and sports. His research output, incredibly dazzling and eclectic, and it would take hours to go right through it, but he was that sort of person who could almost write or tell a yarn at will, you know. After his time in South Africa, he went to He returned to Germany, but he couldn't get a job there. And then he moved to the University of Kentucky in America, where he stayed for the rest of his life. A substantial study that stands out for me in Jockel's oeuvre is the book that he wrote on the 1962 Olympics at Helsinki, undertaken by a number of Finnish colleagues, which was a kind of anthropological, geographical study of those games, using quantitative methods to look at the production of each country's stars and runners and sprinters and what have you. It was an analysis, a quantitative analysis of basically those Olympic Games. The book was published in Helsinki in English, and he acknowledged some of the colleagues. Jockel's colleagues were a man called Kaavonen, another one was Kielberg, another one was Koskela, and another one's called Noro. And these people were accepted as colleagues on the cover of the book. When he had the American version published, it was self-plagiarism in a way, because it was almost exactly the same book, published by a publisher in Kentucky, he left off the names of the Finnish colleagues on the cover. That's just a factual statement, but it might have some implications of a man's personality. So this really is the sort of, I can go on and on about this bloke, because he's a prominent figure in the establishment of the American College of Sports Medicine and the International Committee for Sports This and Sports That, Physical Education, the ICSSPE, Steve Bailey in his history of the ICSSPE records that Jockel was in numerous planning committees and conference goer, and a phenomenal lecture giver. Tour de force was Jockel's presentation at any conference. Now, additionally, and then that in a way is a reading of Jockel, a superficial reading of Jockel and his life. Now let's look at Jockel as something else. He's an eminent. If you never heard of this guy, I can't say how important he was in the world of medical science, medical sports science. Some years ago, I was in at a conference, and a lot of German people there. When I saw them talk Jockel, you know, they just took in a gasp and said, "Fantastic! We heard about Jockel, our hero." And he was esteemed in German and American science, indeed. Well, I'm not going to talk about Jockel not as a scholar, but as an athlete. Jockel was not simply a scholar. In his youth, he was also an athlete, a good sprinter. His wife, incidentally, was a gymnast. Jockel records that in 1924... he ran the final leg of his university's 4x400 metres relay team in under 50 seconds at the age of 17. Quite a good performance to run under at that time. They're talking about the 1920s. And if true, that was a very impressive result. He also competed in the 400 metres hurdles, his best result apparently being 58 seconds, made in a race in Berlin in 1927, in which he finished third. You can see how as the Germans record these results in their archives. According to the ranking lists produced by the Association of Track and Field Statisticians, this time of Jockel's, the 58 seconds, according to the ranking lists, they ranked him 44th fastest athlete in the world for this event, for that year. He also competed in the shorter sprint events and high jump and long jump, where he achieved results of more modest level. Now, according to the written accounts stated by Jockel, were a number of German track and field teams competing at Amsterdam for the 1928 Games. The 1928 Games in Amsterdam. Jockel was, according to at least two sources, an outstanding 400-meter runner and hurdler for the German Olympic team in 1928. In a review as part of a study of the history of the PE department at Stellenbosch, it is reported that Jockel himself stated that he competed in the 1928 games in the 400-meter hurdles and that he had won German titles. I have it in Dutch, if you want the original. Other reports provide another trace, Denzin's word. Other reports provide other traces that he was selected to compete for Germany in the 400 metres, in the games, in the 400 metre hurdles. He was selected, it doesn't say he ran, he was selected in the event. In an obituary notice, it's noted that Jockel made the 1928 Olympic team as an alternative in the 400 metre hurdles, but did not compete. That he was an alternate for the team was supported by an email communication from Jockel's daughter to myself. A further trace of truth, we can call it, can be exposed by exploring the statistical records of the results and participation in the 1928 Olympics. A careful reading of all Olympic results, the names of entrants for all the in the 1928 Games, all the athletes who have ever competed for Germany in the Olympics, ever, the German Olympic Committee's list of Olympians and several other more popular gazetteers fail to reveal the name Jockel or similar spellings, J-O-C-L, J-O-E-K-L, Jockel. And one of the most eminent track and field statisticians in the world, with a specialist interest in the Olympics, is adamant that Jockel never competed in the Olympic Games. Nor does it seem that he was a reserve. He did not compete in the 1928 German Championships, nor achieved a performance that year that ranked him in the top 30 in Germany in any event. Arndt Kruger, known to many of you, and his colleague Karl Steinmetz, dismiss the idea that he could have been an alternate. The latter, Steinmetz, laughed it off as being utterly ridiculous that he could have been in the Olympics. Yet another trace of Jockel's life seems to have been removed, nor does it seem that he ever won any German titles. He never finished in the first six in any German championship, except that is as a member of a sprint relay team, not an individual race at all. It has also been noted that Erika Jockel, his wife, was a member of the German track and field team and was a gymnastics gold medalist in the 1928 Games. A view seemingly supported by Jockel himself. Jockel's daughter informed me that her mother won a group gold medal for a collection of sporting activities which included discus, jumping, javelin and group gymnastic performance. Jockel's grandson reported a more or less identical story. Yet, as with the case of Ernst Jockel, there is no record of any Olympic participation for Erika Jockel or Erika Lestmann in the 1928 Olympics. Indeed, there was no German team in the gymnastic events in those Olympics at all. The most that can be said is that she was awarded a medal for one of the several unofficial and little-known exhibitions or demonstrations events that took part alongside the Olympics but were not officially part of the Games. Attempting to write even a part of the life of Ernst Jockel perfectly exemplifies Denzin's notion of something new always becoming visible in biographical work. Likewise, Nabokov's caution about oral evidence, even from members of the biographical object's own family and himself, is shown here as being fraught with uncertainty and apparently untruth. It might also be worth recalling the words of Jerome Bruner: perceiving and remembering are themselves constructions and reconstructions. So when we come to look at the layers of truth for Ernst Jöckel, we see that the first layer, he competed in the Olympic Games in the 400 metres and the 400 metres hurdles. That's one statement. Secondly, the second level, competed in the Olympics. Third, did not compete in the Olympics. Fourth, was a reserve in the Olympics. Five, the fifth layer, neither competed nor was any, nor competed in any of the Olympic Games ever.
Thank you, John.